Blog Talk Radio.
One of them is, might be Shatwan, and one may be Althea. Or Phil.
All right. Let me go to the 313. 313, you're live.
Hello, everyone, today. I just was calling in. I'm not trying to say anything today. This is Cynthia. How's everyone doing today?
We doing wonderful. We are... We are setting in for Apostle Shakespeare on today, amen. Today is Intercession Friday, amen. So with the intercessors, press 1 on your phone, amen, and Pastor Gil will light your mic up so you can go in and pray.
Okay.
Amen. 323, you're live. Area code 323. Area code 586, you're live.
Thank you, Pastor. This is Althea. Greetings to you, Prophet Sanders.
Good evening, good evening. Amen. We're standing in proxy for Apostle Shakespeare. Amen. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor that we're all live. Amen. This is not a recording. Amen. We're Intercessor Friday. Amen. Looking for the intercessor to call in to intercede and pray. So I feel, could you do us a favor and come on and lead us to the throne of grace?
Sure, definitely. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity in the magnified name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. Father God, we ask you to smile upon us on this day, Father God. Father God, we ask you to rejoice in our soul and our spirit, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God, to enlighten us in you, Father God, to seek you, Father God, to lift you on high, to call you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father God, we ask you to bless PSMI, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the staff and the administrators of today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for helping your work to come together, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we lift up the sick and shut it in the name of Jesus, Father God. Pour your spirit upon them, Father God, your mercy and your grace, Father God. Encourage them, Father God, and let them know that they are loved and not forgotten in the name of Jesus, Father God. Those who are sick, Father God, we seek your healing balm, Father God. We ask you to bless them on this day, Father God, to make them whole, Father God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the prisoners, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, to keep each and every one of them safe, Father God, in the spirit of the Lord thy God, that they'll seek you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to bless them and their family in the name of Jesus. Give them the peace of mind and peace of soul in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless the doctors and the nurses, Father God, who are caring for those who are ill at the moment, Father God. We ask you to bless their hands and their feet, Father God, and all that they were taught, Father God. Bring it back to the remembrance in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless those who are without a home, Father God. Take their feet off the ground, Father God. Bless them, Father God. Put an angel in their midst, Father God, to provide clothing for them, Father God, warm food, Father God, and an encouraging word, Father God. Things will be better in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up our men of God in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Prophet Shakespeare, Father God, as he has traveled, Father God, we ask you to continue to bless him, Father God. Let the Holy Ghost anointing saturate him, Father God, and saturate all those who will hear his voice in the name of Jesus, Father God, and bring him back safely in the name of Jesus, Father God. Bless his family, Father God, and all that he do and all that he speak and all that he touch, Father God. We lift up our pastor on this line, Father God. We lift up our prophet standards on this line, Father God, and all the intercessors that's in queue, Father God. We ask you to bless them, Father God. Continue to strengthen them and encourage them, Father God. And all the listeners, Father God, pour out your spirit on them, Father God. Let them know that they are not forgotten, Father God. They are needed in the kingdom of God. So we give you glory and honor on this day. We say, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, and we thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Is Elder Shatwano?
I don't believe she is, so Prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Is Elder Shatwano, if you on, press 1 on your dial so your mom can light
you
right up.
Come on. Prophet. Elder Shatwano, you are live.
Come on.
All right. Come on, Elder Shatwano, and take us to the throne.
Okay. Hallelujah. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, God, just to thank you, God. God, we just, God, just to give you glory and honor today, God, for you are worthy to be praised, God. God, we just come, hallelujah, God. God, just excited about this day, God, and what you are doing for us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're excited about life today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, we just come today expecting, God, from you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just want to give you glory and honor, God. And Father God, we just come to lift up your children before you today, God. God, we come just to
Hallelujah, God. Give them before you and God to come at your feet, God, to intercede in the name of Jesus, God. We ask today, God, that you will go in and look on your children, God. God, look on those that are sick today in their bodies, God. God, those that are sick in their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask right now, God, that you will regulate, God, every disease in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that go into the hospitals, God. Go into the sick rooms, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Go into the homes today, God, of those that are laying in their bed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you will go into hospice on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Those, God, that the doctors have given up on, God, we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you go today, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, God, you give them hope, God, where they're hopeless today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, perform a miracle on them in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask that you will go into the nursing homes today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and look on your children, God. Look on your elders. Look on your seniors today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And then, God, we ask that you will go, God, into the prison homes today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, go to those that are on death row, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, allow the angels to minister to them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, minister to their hearts, God. Let them know, God, that you still love them, God, in spite of every situation, that you still can be the God of every situation in their lives, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come right now, God, lifting up every listener on the line today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those that are crying out for you, God, those that are calling on your name today, God, we ask that you would send people their way, God. God, send your intercessors their way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, drop their names in the spirits of those that are interceding for your children today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you, God, that, God, even on today of intercession, I dear God, oh, God, that you will drop names in our spirits, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that even as we open our mouth, God, you will give us the words to pray for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah. Send it out over the airwaves, God. We ask that your glory be revealed in your people today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, hallelujah. We ask, God, that you use Prophet Daryl mightily today, God, to teach a word, God. God, that hallelujah, God, that they will get, it will fall on good ground today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We ask right now, God, that you will send the word of salvation out, God. And God, hallelujah, that they would reach out for it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you, hallelujah, God. God, we just thank you, give you glory and honor today, God, for you are worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. God, as we continue to pray, God, continue to move on the line, God. God, make this line conducive for miracles, signs, and wonders today, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We come to let the devil know he is still a liar on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We come to let him know that he has lost the war and he has lost the battle. Amen. Hallelujah. He tried to stop us from getting online. Amen. But I was telling my friend that there's always two ways to skin a cat. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank God for Pastor Gail Johnson from the New Beginning Ministry, International Ministry. Amen. I thank God for her being on call. Amen. So we thank God for her being on the show with us today, amen. And we're expecting God to give us come in and just have his way on today, amen. Because we come to know that we are victorious in this season, amen. I don't know about you, but I am glad to be above the ground and not below the ground on today, hallelujah. I thank God that I was not on that train, amen, that ran up into the airport, amen. I just thank God, amen, that I'm always on the train and the buses. I thank God for not letting no bus accidents occur, amen. No, God don't let no shooting go forth while I'm out here in these streets, amen, of Chicago. So I got a right to give God some praise in a hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank God because God will allow you to live where other folks die with, amen. And I just thank God for giving me the victory. I thank God for not letting me have high blood pressure and being able to, my kidneys go out just because of the high blood pressure. But I thank God for being a redeemer. I thank God for being a healer. I don't know, baby. He come under the elbow, baby, God. I thank God. Hallelujah. Well, I just thank God. So go tell a friend. Go tell a neighbor. Amen. Knock on their door. Amen. Tell them to tune in to PSM Live. Amen. Amen. And we really, really praying for our apostle, amen, that he have a safe trip. Amen. We can bind any car accidents, any car breakdowns, amen, any blowouts. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We just ask God to continue to cover him and keep him an angel as they travel the highways and the byways to compel men to come, amen, in this season and in this hour, amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for him, and we pray God for his strength, and we pray God for angel strength as well, amen, because we know, amen, that it's something when you're trying to minister to some stiff-necked, hard-headed people when people don't want to obey the prophet, they don't want to listen to the prophet. Only thing they want to hear is something that's going to give them an itch in ear. But we all come to know that our apostle is not going to give you something that's going to itch your ear or tickle your fancy. Amen. He's going to give you strength what God has given him, which is the word of God. Amen. And so we thank God for him. We thank God for Pastor Gail. We thank God for Elder Shatwan. Amen. Sylvia. Amen. Okay. Amen. Is Sylvia online?
Yes, Prophet. I'm here.
Come on and take us to the King, Sylvia. How was your day today?
Hallelujah. It was great.
All right. Come on and pray for us, Sylvia.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for your new mercies, God. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us and keeping us, God. Thank you, Lord, for the mind, God, to call on your name, God. Thank you, Lord, that you're faithful, oh, God. You're such a faithful and loving God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for calling us out of darkness, oh, God, into your marvelous light, God. We thank you, Lord, for being the redeemer of our soul, oh, God. Oh, Father, we magnify you, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you loved us first, Father. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus, because of him, God, oh, God, we have a way to come to your throne, oh, God. Oh, God, we honor you, oh, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the veil was torn from the top to the bottom, God. We thank you, Lord, for access, God. We thank you, Lord, for the lips and the breath in our very bodies, oh, God, to worship your name, oh, God, to honor you in truth, oh, God. Oh, Father, grow up in us, oh, God. Let your word, oh, God, grow in us, oh, God. Oh, God, let us be the tree planted by the river, oh, God. Oh, God, let us produce in and out of season, God. Oh, Father, let our leaves not wither, oh, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you and honor you, Lord. We give you the glory that's due your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people on the day, oh, God. Oh, Father, the angels, God, hearken at your word, oh, God. So, Father, dispatch your angels, oh, God, out amongst your people, oh, God, to do your will, oh, God, to do your word, oh, God. Oh, Father, you said heaven and earth would pass away, Lord, but your word would remain, oh, Lord. Your word will accomplish, Lord, what you sent it to accomplish, God. Father, we lift up your leaders, oh, God. Oh, God.
God, continue, God, to pour into them, God. As they pour out, God, refresh them, God. Oh, God, call them away, oh, Lord, so they can spend time at your feet, oh, Lord. Oh, God, so you can strengthen them, God, so you can refresh them, God, so you can ignite them, oh, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost continue, God, to burn in them, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that you felt fit, oh, God, to raise us up this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, how you kept us throughout the day, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for your children, oh, God. Oh, Father, give them a teachable spirit, God. Oh, God, let them be able to recognize the schemes and the plans of the enemy, oh, God. Open up their eyes, oh, God. Oh, God, open up their ears, oh, God, that they'll know truth, oh, God. Oh, Father, begin to plant your word in them, oh, Lord. Oh, your word that they'll be able to stand on, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that they shall trust in you, oh, Lord, and no other God. Oh, Father, we bind the enemy hand off them, God. Oh, God, every trick and plan that he has for your children, Lord, shall not come to pass, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, that you're raising them up, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that they are the head and not the tail, God, that they'll be the lenders and not the borrowers, God. Oh, Father, we thank you for your children, God, that they will be the priests, oh, God, of their homes, oh, God. They will be the mighty women of God. They will be virtuous women, God. Oh, Father, and your men will be mighty men, oh, God, in your army,
yep.
God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the men, oh, God. We lift them up before you, God. Remind them, God, that you called them and equipped them, God, to do what you called them to do, oh, Lord. Let them no longer, Lord, look to the enemy and the ways of the world, oh, God. But, God, let them come in, oh, Lord, and be the priest of their homes, oh, God. Let them come in, oh, God, and be in your church body, oh, God, that they'll be in the army of the Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, Father, we cancel the enemy plans on your men, oh, Lord. No longer shall they run the streets, oh Lord. No longer shall they run women, oh God. But God, let them run after you, oh Lord, with their whole heart, God. Oh yes, God. Glory to your name, Lord. And your women, oh God. Oh God, raise them up, oh Lord, that they'll be the virtuous women of their homes, oh God. Oh God, that they'll teach their children, oh God. Oh God, that we're raising up a generation, oh God, that'll seek your face, oh God. A generation, Lord, that'll lay down their lives, oh God, to do your will, oh God. Oh Father, for the enemy plans lead to destruction, God. Oh God, begin to open up hearts and minds, oh God. Begin, God, call your children in from the north, south, east, and west, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for souls, oh God. Souls that come into the kingdom, oh God. Souls that'll be nurtured, oh God. Souls that'll be equipped, oh God. Souls, God, that'll have a heart after you, Father. We thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory, God. We lift up those in homes, oh God. We lift up those in the hospitals, God. Show yourself strong on their behalf, God. Remind them, God, that you're still in the healing business. You're still the great I am that I am. You're still Jehovah Rapha. You're still Jehovah Jireh. You're still Jehovah. You're still the great I am that I am. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Open up blinded eyes, God. Open up ears, Lord, that they hear your call, oh God. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for those in the prison system. Oh God, begin, God, to call them, God. Begin to remind them, no, Lord, no matter where they are, God, that you still know where they are, God. Even if they make their bed in hell, God, you're still there, oh God. Remind them, God, that no matter what it is, God, you're still able. You're still able to save. You're still able to deliver, and you're still able to set the captives free, God. So, Father, move on the minds of your people, oh God. Refresh and restore minds, oh God. Oh God, your original plan and your purpose in our lives, oh God. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will be done, God, on earth, God, as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. You know what, Pastor Gail, when Sylvia was praying, I heard the Lord said, don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. And he was talking, and he brought the story up of me about Joseph. Hallelujah. Joseph was a dreamer. Not only that he was a dreamer, but he was able to interpret the dream. And no matter what Joseph went through, Joseph did not stop dreaming. He didn't let them, because they locked him in prison, he didn't let nothing stop him for dreaming.
Yeah.
And when he began to interpret the dream began to come to pass.
Jesus.
And he kept in this season what we are interpreting and how we interpret the dream. Amen?
Amen.
And I was like, oh, okay, what are you saying? When his brothers conspired against him, came against him and plotted against him, Joseph had already knew what was going to take place.
Jesus.
Joseph knew that his brothers men was going to bow down and serve him. But he knew it was going to happen. And so I just want to drop this nugget in y'all's spirit for free. Just don't stop dreaming. Hold on to your dream. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Though it may tarry, but it shall come to pass.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It may be delayed, but it don't mean it's denied.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So,
amen.
In other words, I declare it, and I just petition each and every last one of you, do not stop dreaming. Be like Joseph. I don't care if they do cast you in pit. I don't care if they put you in. I don't care if they put you in jail. I don't care if they put you out. I don't care if they're talking about. Don't let go of your dream. If you had a dream that you're gonna be the next president, hold on to it. If you had a dream that you was gonna be the next bishop over 45 times, hold on to it. If you had a dream that you're going to be a ruler over a village, don't let it go. Hold on to your dream. Hold on to your vision. Amen? And
yes,
so a lot of times we say things to be religious, you know, but it's true. You know, it's that write the vision and make it plain. Hello, somebody. Though the vision may tarry, but it got to come to pass. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, prophet.
Mm.
Yes, amen. And I was just thinking, you know, how Joseph's brother and them came up against him, how they was jealous of Joseph, how they really didn't too much care about Joseph, all because Joseph had favor with his father and his mother. It wasn't the point that they were showing favoritism, but they knew Joseph was chosen by God. And see, a lot of times you've been chosen for a certain a certain thing, and you've been chosen for something. But guess what? You got to know that you know that the Lord is with you, and a lot of people is going to come against you all because you got favor upon your life.
Amen.
People are going to be jealous of you anyway. You can be doing good, you can be doing bad. People are going to still be jealous and envious you, but you got to hold on.
Amen.
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 So what if Joseph would have had, you know, say, well, I'm in this pit. My brothers and them, they cast me into a pit. And not only when they cast me into that pit, y'all, they lied. They went back and lied to the father about some wild beast. They didn't know. So, and then not only that, not only did and he was still working when he was in the pit. Because guess what? He wasn't in the pit by himself. I think the story was said he was in a pit with a butler, a cook or something. He was in a pit with two men. And he began to interpret the dream to the two men that was in the pit.
Amen.
Say that don't mean you stop dreaming and you stop working.
Amen.
Just because you ain't got money to pay this and do this and do that. Hallelujah. You maybe ain't got them Donna Karen shoes, ladies. Sisters, you probably ain't got the Donna Karen purse or the Dolce & Gabbana purses, but you got to hold on.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
That's right. That's
Donna
right.
Karen,
amen.
Man, you make Donna Karen. You don't Dolce & Gabbana don't make you. You make it. Hello, somebody. You don't
amen.
Make Tommy Hilfiger don't make you. You make it look good.
Exactly.
So, in other words, you cannot allow people to dictate to you who you are and whose you are.
Right.
Amen. Oh, y'all amen. Be quiet on this day. I dare you to just hold on. I dare you to just keep on dreaming. Don't let nothing and nobody hinder you or stop you. Amen.
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 The word said they saw him coming off of fire. Oh, Lord. You know, what cometh to this dreamer? Well, he got to tell us now.
Yeah.
Some people be like, I look at her. She always running church. He always said they're always prophesying. She always doing this. Won't you just shut up and get like me? You can have the same gift I got.
Right.
But you just got to get in alignment with the will and get in alignment with the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Father.
Amen. Pastor Gelly, anybody calling?
We have a 2313. We got a 323 on.
Did they press one?
No, they didn't.
Okay. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And so, you know, a lot of us always, and when they press one pass together, it'll be like a little question mark.
Yes, I do know that. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor. I didn't know. Amen. So I just really and truly just thank God for Apostle trusting me with this show on today. Amen. You know, and we really pray his strength. Amen. Because, you know, when Apostle goes forth, he pulls out a lot, amen. And we just pray his strength.
Amen.
And we pray that the Lord really use him in a special and mighty way. I thank God for him. I thank God for angel going with my dad, amen. Don't be letting me go out bad. Amen. So, amen. I'm going to prayer right quick. Amen. And then after I'm going to prayer, Pastor Gail, you're more than welcome to look on the right-hand side and play a song for us. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for another day, Father God. We thank you for all that you have done. Father God, we thank you for what you're about to do in our lives. Oh, Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, not only that clothing is in our right mind, and Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to go out into the land, oh Father God, and be lights of the world, oh Father God, and we thank you today. Father God, we thank you for touching and looking on our apostle, Michael Shakespeare, oh God, and we thank you for Angel, Lord God, and we thank you for them two vessels, Father God, that's going out to minister your word, Father God, and we just ask you to continue to watch over them, Lord God, and shield and protect them, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. Don't allow no hurt, harm, or danger to come upon them, oh Father God. And Father God, and when they return back to home, oh Father God, let them return back home and let everything be all right, oh, Father God, when they get back home. Let everything be well when they get back, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We broke and bind the work of the devil in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power. God, allow your Shekinah glory to rest upon them, oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, we ask you, Father God, to continue to look upon our youth, Lord God. Continue to bless our youth and leaders in the mighty way, Father God. Continue to take them through, oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, for you have declared and you have allowed them to write in your word. For God, it says, for no weapon that is formed against us shall not prosper, Father God. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be able to come in and intercede on the behalf of our brothers and our sisters and our loved ones, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be intercessors on this day, Lord God, on Intercession Friday. God, we bless you, Lord. And now, God, we just ask you to just come in and just have your way, oh, God. Do what you want to do in the name of Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh, God. God, we just ask you to bless like never before, God. God, we ask you to touch every listener, oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, we just ask you, Lord God, to just have your way like never before, God. God, let this show be a blessing on today in Jesus' mighty name, oh, God. God, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord God. And, God, we don't take it for granted, Lord God. God, we don't do it for no show, Father God. But, Father God, we do it that you may get the glory, that the devil will be horrified and you will be glorified, oh, God. In Jesus' mighty name. God, do it for your glory. Bless us now, God. Take us through, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. God, look on the families of everyone that called in on the show today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch that woman, oh, God, that wants to give up and walk away. Touch that woman that's inflicted and ill in her body, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, look on that man, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that has walked away from his family, oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we even ask you to forgive them, oh, Father God, that harmed and hurt us, oh, Father God. Father God, we ask you to forgive them, help us to forgive them, oh, Father God, for the ones that have wronged us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, do it for your glory. Give us a forgiving spirit on today, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name. God, do it for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we know you can and we know that you will. God, we know you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all more than we can ask for everything. God, shower down fresh rhema, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Allow a fresh rhema word to rest upon us on this week, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Watch over us, oh God, as we go through this weekend, oh Father God. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we know no other name to call on than the name of Jesus, oh God. When we want to give up, God, we ask you to make us strong, oh God. God, when we don't want to run on no more, God, we just ask you to give us the strength, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh God, do it for your glory. We rebuke and bind the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. We curse and In the name of Elohim, Yahweh, God, we come against every demonic force in the name of Jesus, trying to penetrate the hearts and the minds of God's people. For Father God, you told us, oh God, that one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, and God is more than two of us on the show today.
Yes,
oh
Lord.
Drive the devil out in Jesus' mighty name. God, we don't want the devil to drive, oh God. But God, we want you to be the pilot and the co-pilot, oh God. God, we want you to be the captain of our lives, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. God, germinate our minds. Germinate our hearts, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. God, move by your power. God, don't let us be the same, oh God, after we get off this show, oh God. Let us be able to talk different, oh God. Let us be able to walk different. Oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, do it for your glory in the name of Jesus. God, the blood of Jesus against the work
of
the Lord. We come against every suicide spirit. We come against every spirit of mind control. We come against Mason and Eastern Stars. We come against it in the name of Jesus. But Father God, we come to know that there is no secret about you, oh God, and this for the reason, God. We got the right to come against every witch. We got the power to come against every warlock. And God, you told us in your word that you have given us the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. We come to drive the devil out. Drive the devil out of the homes right now, but in Jesus' mighty name. We plead the blood. We plead the blood over our children. We plead the blood over our fathers and our mothers, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our leaders in Jesus' mighty name. In the moment, I say, God, we plead the blood over the White House. Oh, my goodness. We plead the blood of Jesus over the senators, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we plead the blood over City Hall. God, do it for your glory. We plead the blood over Detroit right now in Jesus' mighty name. Over in Detroit, but in Chicago as well, God. God, do it for your glory. Germinate our minds and germinate our hearts. Infect the world with more power and love, oh God. Send peace to the land, oh God. Send peace in Iraq, oh God. Send peace in Afghanistan in Jesus' mighty name. God, do it for your glory. God, we just even ask you to cover those families, oh God, that lost loved ones on last week, oh God. God, we just ask you to cover the families, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, do it for your glory. God, we just ask you right now, Lord God, to fix it, oh God. For Father God, we come to know that heaven, oh, God, that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In Jesus' mighty name, God, we know your hands ain't too short that you cannot heal. And, God, we thank you. Now, God, we just ask you, Lord God, to fix it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. Oh, God, man, bind families back together, oh, God. Put family unity back together, oh, God. We come against the spirit of division. In the name of Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh, God. God, we come against the works of the devil. We counsel every assignment and every contract that the devil have sent out towards your people. God, move by your power. God, if we know if you can move, oh God, we know it's done, oh God. God, we ask you to send your word, oh God. Send your word to your leaders, oh God. Give them the word. Give them what to say and how to say it, oh God. We come against every religious spirit that's not like you, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we come against every mind-controlling spirit. We come against... Hey, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God, we bless you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God, we just want to let you know that we appreciate you today. God, we want to let you know that we love you today in Jesus' mighty name. But God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for favor. We thank you for favor, God, because we come to know that people going around saying favor ain't fair. But God, we come to know favor is fair. Hallelujah. Because
yes,
you show favor upon us, oh God. When you sent your son down to die for us, that was favor.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God, we bless you now. God, we open up our mouth and tell you thank you. God, we
thank
open up
you,
our
Lord.
Mouth and tell you how much we love
thank
you.
Thank you.
God, up our mouth and tell you how much we appreciate you. God, we
yes,
open up
God.
Our mouth to let you know how much we adore you, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, God, we always asking you to do stuff, but we don't even tell you thank you. We don't even let
thank
you know that we appreciate the things that you have already done. God, we barely even tell you thank you for waking us in the morning. But God, I want to tell you thank you. God, I want to be the first to let you know that I adore you, oh God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the doors that's been opened up, oh God. God, and I thank you for the doors that have been shut. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, I feel your presence, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Sylvia, I just want you to extend your hand and say, Lord, I receive it. Hallelujah.
Lord, I receive it.
I just heard the Lord say he's getting ready to just drop it in your hands here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just saw this bag just drop in your hand here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, God. Glory to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just say, Lord, I received it. I don't know about shit. Because I hear you just say, Lord, anyway,
I'll
be satisfied. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to tell you to keep on dreaming. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Keep on dreaming. Keep on having visions. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
For your glory, God.
We are living in the days that God said he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Jesus, newness, so said the Spirit of God. Yes, Lord. Pastor Gail, I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say, it's an angel standing behind you.
Amen.
And he rubbing his hand through your hair, telling you it's going to be all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And not only that, I see Indians dancing around you, Pastor Gail, so that let me know that it's a healing spirit on the way.
Amen.
It's getting ready to be a miracle that's getting ready to hit your family. Yes, Lord, I hear you. The Lord
said it's
getting ready to be a miracle that's getting ready to hit your family.
Amen.
He's getting ready to shock the family's mind. Hallelujah. Because somebody don't believe God is who he is. Show God, I see it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And I heard this female voice come in my ear say, tell them, hallelujah, I'm not ready for them yet. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Woo. All right, Lord. Okay, Lord. So when you get a chance, you tell Command Mama, tell her to stop calling because she ain't going nowhere yet.
Amen.
God said to use her as a testimony. God said it's going to make her out of a miracle.
Thank you, Lord.
Hold on. Because I see the Spirit of the Lord just lubricating her joints. I see whatever in her body is drawn up. I see it drawn up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know who this is for the blood disease, but God said he's getting ready to heal the blood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to give somebody a blood transfusion.
Yes. Jesus.
I know it's all because God allowed me to see the vein.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen.
My goodness. Oh,
amen.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord. Pastor Gail, God said help is already on the way.
Yes, it is.
God said it's getting ready to be some new wine poured into you.
Amen.
Doctor, you get ready to see some more help from the sanctuary.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
I don't know why I picked up the banner spirit, but the banner spirit come around. Hallelujah. But I no more course, the Amande, God. Hallelujah. Okay, Lord. He told me to tell you that Savannah is a walking miracle.
Amen.
And the Lord said that he's going to complete the process.
Glory to God.
Amen.
He's going to complete the process, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say.
Hallelujah.
You have really been praying for Savannah real hard.
Hallelujah.
And God said he's going to do it just like that.
Amen.
Shatwan, I don't know why, but I want to tell you this. The Lord said, don't even worry about it. I'm taking care of the business for you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm taking care of the business just for you.
Hallelujah.
So said the Spirit of God. He said, I am taking care of the business just for you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet, if I could just interject right here, there is someone on this line that has been having dreams. Amen. And the dreams are very vivid to you. But there are also instructions that come behind the dream. And I just hear the Lord say, it might not seem like it's... how you say, in your mind, it just might not seem like it's clear, and it just might be in little snippets, but I want you to know that God says you need to obey. You need to obey so that you can see the natural things that has already been done in the spiritual. It's already done spiritually, but you need to see the natural. Amen. Revelation of what God is showing you. You need to see it manifest and materialize, because there are times when God gives you a dream and it just sort of blows your mind. And you ask yourself, can God really do this? And God says, yes, I can, but you must obey.
Amen.
Now, I don't know who that is that keeps dreaming. Amen. But God is commanding obedience in this season from you, that you may see the manifestation of his power. The word of God says signs and wonders follow those that believe. And for those that believe, the signs and wonders were not for the believers, but it was for the unbelievers. Because there are many people that need, as a believer, we already know that God can do all that he said he could do. Maybe we have not seen it, but our obedience will bring this to the forefront. We have to obey God in this season. Time is winding up. You are dreaming. He said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And we have to obey the word of God. It might not seem like this is what should, it might not make sense, but it will make sense when you see the manifestation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know who that is, but that is a word for you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It is not by coincidence that you're on this line. It's by divine providence that you're in this place today, that you may hear God, that you may get good directions, that you may hear. And, you know, there's one thing that I've always said. You know, the word of God says, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. And I am convinced in my soul that every time God speaks, I do know his voice, but we don't all the time follow his voice. There are times that we ignore the voice because it's not what we want to do and we're not in a comfortable place. But in order to see the power of God not only work through you, that him that worketh through you, we have to obey and we have to believe because the work is already done. We hear his voice. And if we're not hearing his voice, amen, amen, if we're not, I'm convinced that a saint don't miss the voice of God, amen? We ignore the voice of God. But in this case, there's a voice that you don't recognize. I think we ought to take time and check out whose camp we're in. Amen?
Oh, my goodness.
Because he doesn't have an unfamiliar voice, amen. Praise God.
Get them the number they can call because somebody need to call in and hear this stuff.
Amen, amen. I'm going to ask Elder Shaquan, give the number out, please. Give the number so people can call in. Call somebody, text somebody, and tell them call into the show today. Amen.
Amen. The number is 646-564-9818. Again, that number is 646-564-9818.
Amen.
And if Papa was on, he would have said, shake a tree, ring a doorbell, stomp a toe, tell somebody that the show
Amen.
Is happening. The Lord is speaking. He is moving by his power. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So somebody better grab a towel to keep on dreaming.
Amen.
Man, if you want to know how to interpret your dreams, get information from the Lord. Let the Lord download that disc in you. Let him download that spirit in you. Amen. We download iTunes. We download ringtones. But we don't want to download the glory of God.
Come on now.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Play us a song, Pastor Gail.
We have a 323 area code on.
Maybe a call.
Amen, amen. I'm just going to open up that mic for 323. Amen. 323, you're live. Amen. Area code 323.
Hello, this is Luana from 323 in California.
Amen.
Amen. Who's calling?
Just listening in today.
It's Luana.
Thank God for you.
Yeah. Amen.
And you know what? I want to tell you, the Lord just told me to tell you to just be patient.
Be patient. Okay.
Just
thank
be patient.
You, Lord.
And when he said, he said, just stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord come forth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Say God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hello, somebody. God just told me to tell you, hallelujah, that he is getting ready to work it out in your favor.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He told me to tell you that he is working it out in your favor. Not only that he's working it out in your favor, he has already worked behind the scenes and shuffled some paperwork around here. Everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
He has already shuffled this paperwork around for you here to where everything is going to work out in your favor.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
I just like to interject that when the Lord says to stand back and see the salvation of the Lord, it just means to stand there and just believe God and hear him and follow his voice because he's posting this thing. You don't have to do anything but believe and follow. Amen?
Believe and follow. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Believe and follow. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm gonna go to 313-334 Mike. Your mic is hot. Amen. Amen. 313? Amen. Well, okay, let us just go to another.
I'm sorry. This is Cynthia. I didn't unmute my own mic. I'm listening in and enjoying it all. Thank you all so much. And I totally agree. Just follow what the Lord has for you and listen quietly because he will speak to your heart.
Yes, he will. Amen. 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 And then I'm just going to move right along to 313-825. Your mic is hot today. Amen. 313-825.
God bless you.
God bless you. Who calling?
This is Valencia, living victoriously on the page.
Okay, how are you doing today?
I'm blessed. I'm working right now. I'm blessed. I received
okay,
the word that you just gave to someone about the paperwork being shuffled. I received that for myself. As well as the blood transfusion.
Amen.
Yep. I receive it for me.
Amen. Amen.
The word about the paperwork, I received that because I applied for housing back in December and got approved, but I haven't heard anything back.
Wow. Oh, ooh, my Lord. Okay, Lord. Now, I don't know what I heard some about the 15th, so you be watchful about the 15th of April.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
I heard that clear as day. I heard the 15th.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
You watch the 15th.
Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it.
15th. No later than the 15th.
Amen.
God, you fixed that thing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Okay, now I'm going to move to 313-285. Your mic is open.
Oh, Pastor Gail, this is Ursa. And I've been pushed to blame because I have been ordered to rest and I have not been disobedient. This is what I'm just listening.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet, do you have anything you
want
to say to
my Bertha, let me tell you this. The Lord just said you went through this little turbulence right here. Because the anointing that he has placed upon your life to where your presence is going to bring forth healing.
Jesus.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He said, just your presence. Mm. The same way when they jumped in the prophet's shadow, they got healed. God said, just your presence and a waving of your hand
My
is
God.
Going to bring forth deliverance and healing.
My God.
Now, he said, he is allowing the oil to flow from your hand.
Oh, Jesus.
I heard him say the oil of life.
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory to you.
You're going to begin to feel your hands get real oily. It's just the oil of God. It's just the oil of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, see, God. The enemy did something when he tried to give you a setback. He gave you a setback to give you a comeback. And this comeback is getting ready to be more, oh, my goodness. This comeback is getting ready to be so severe to where demons don't hate to see you come, and they're going to start speaking out.
Yeah,
the same way they spoke out when Jesus stepped off that boat. They're going to start speaking out. The tailwind, the only thing you have to do is do what Jesus said. Come out. Go.
Jesus.
And send them to a dry and barren place.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus. Amen. Yeah. The verse I just heard the Lord say, there is no struggle when you go in the power of his name because you are covered. Man, there is no struggle. Amen. When you go in the power of his name, it's only confidence that you're going in. To see the things that you have called to be, it shall appear before your very eyes, said the Lord of hosts. It shall appear immediately. Amen to
Jesus.
There is no struggle. Amen. Hallelujah. To call those things to be not as though they were. Amen. And as soon as you command that, God said, you will see it happen. Amen. Every struggle that you have had is over. Hallelujah. Because you are going to his power. Amen. Healing has already taken place. God also says, I'm giving you a vision. I'm giving you better insight into the things that I have said to you. Even though you have not understood some of those things, God says within the next 2 days you shall understand the things that I have commanded of you, and you shall understand the walk that I have placed before you, saith the Lord of hosts.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. And because of the works that you have to do, there is a straight and narrow walk, amen, that people will watch you and people will see the glory of God upon you and the things, the miracles, even the miracles that shall be performed in my name, shall people be saved and they will believe. And the family that you've been praying for and a friend, I don't know who this friend is, that you've been praying for, God says, even that friend shall come because of the life that you live.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I want to tell you this too, my Bertha. I want to tell you this. Your husband's spirit comes around you. And when he came around you, he hugged you so tight. And he told me to tell you, and I heard him saying, baby, it's all right. It's going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
He said, it's going to be all right. He said, whoo. God got you covered, Bertha.
Amen.
God got you covered.
Amen.
A general authority. You are a general in God's army.
Jesus.
You are a giant in God's army.
Jesus.
So that the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Since
Amen.
You gave it up, the devil is going to attack your body. But he don't even know where he's going, because it's what his word said. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'm going to draw all men unto me.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. Bertha, just one thing I want to say. I know that there is something big that you really want to do for the ministry. Amen. But I just hear God say, just start the process and he'll complete it. Start it and he'll complete it.
Jesus, hallelujah.
started and he'll complete it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Woo, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to move to the area code 864. Your mic is open. 864 area code.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Who's calling?
I don't know if it's, this is Sylvia. I didn't know if it was another 864 on the line or not.
No, there is another 864 on the line, but this is the 356.
Okay. Hello?
Amen. 864-356, you're on the line.
Yeah, this is Jacqueline McDuffie. I was just listening in on my lunch break. Hey,
Amen.
Jacqueline. Hey,
hey, Jacqueline. Hey, hey, hey,
everybody
else. Hey, Jack. You know what? I just heard that song, man. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. In other words, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Hmm.
And his praises shall continue.
Be in my mouth.
My soul shall make her boast in the
Lord.
And the humble shall hear thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And be glad. That means everybody around you going to see it. Everybody around you going to see that you bless the Lord. And they're going to be exceedingly glad and give God the glory. And then every once in a while, you got to say, come magnify the Lord with me. And don't be selfish and say, let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. Woo! Just because you trust God and you believe in him and you take him as his word, God said he's going to allow your meal barrel to be filled up.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He's going to fill up your meal barrel. He's going to overflow your bank account here, so says the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just because of who you are. God is going to bless you just for your faithfulness in your obedience.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you for coming on during your lunch break. There's this word is quite filling. Amen. With the natural food
it is.
And the food that you're getting today, it will be filling for your soul as well as a natural for your body. And God is going to do this thing for you, and even though you don't know how, and you're wondering how can you do that, I've even asked, but God says, because I am God, and with me all things are possible. And don't box me. Don't box him in. Just know. He says, just know that I am God.
Amen.
Just know that.
Amen.
The earth is mine and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. So you too are a product of me. And I will do this thing for you. Simple for the happy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you
asked a great thing of the Lord. You did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did ask a great thing of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And he
Thank
said,
Lord.
And you shall believe. Because this thing that you have asked of the Lord, man cannot do it. You have asked a great
mm-hmm.
thing of him. He said, and I shall
mm-hmm.
do it. Amen. It's a great thing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
God. Oh,
Jesus.
You,
Lord.
There is a fullness. How you will seek and what you ask God to do.
Thank you, Lord.
And it shall change. It shall change your path. It shall even change your very witness, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And there will be followers because then a boldness will come in you because you will know with an assurance that it was God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless
your
name. You've asked the great thing of God. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
How could you even, but say, it ain't nothing you could think to ask. But it's what God put on the heart that you would ask.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's a great thing.
Have you
glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't worry about how it's going to get done. It's going to get done. Every time you think about it, just say God. Amen. Just say God. That's it. That's all
God.
You need to say. And that
Thank
pulls you.
Lord.
See, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Thank you,
and every time the enemy comes, so that can't just say God. The enemy can't talk to you when you got God on your mind. When you speak, you can't hear the enemy. Amen.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You blessed today. Amen.
Thank you.
You just blessed. Amen. A brand new joy. Amen. Joy
Amen.
That you've never
Thank
had
you,
because of the confidence that you have. Amen. It's a joy that
Amen.
You've never had. Amen. It's like a smile down on the inside. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I feel that thing. Amen. It's a smile on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Ooh, Jesus. Amen.
Ooh. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I bless your name, Father.
Amen. Thank you for calling in on your lunch hour. Amen. Glory
Thank
to God.
You. Y'all be blessed today. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're going to move right along. Amen. We're going to move to the next mic. Amen. Area code 973. Area code 973. You're on the line. Amen.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Elaine. I was just listening in.
Amen.
Amen. How are you?
I'm doing good. God is at work.
All right. All right.
Yes, he is. And he's at work in a bigger way than you even know how. Amen.
Yes.
Oh wow.
In a
Go
bigger
ahead.
Way than you even know how. And he will begin to reveal some of these things to you of the work that he's doing and even a healing. Amen.
Yeah.
That he's doing. Amen. Amen. I just hear healing. You know, sometimes we have people and we think that we just want to get well. Amen. But you don't want to get well. You want to be healed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because
right.
when we're healed, regardless of whether it's emotional, regardless of whether it's physical, regardless of whether it's spiritual, amen, when we are healed, that means we don't have to face this thing again on this side, amen? And
amen.
We know if we don't have to face it again on this side, we know we won't even, that's not even a battle for the other side, amen?
Amen.
But in a bigger way than you know how, I just hear God says healing, amen, to Jesus. Amen. He's doing a big work in you, amen? A witness,
yes,
amen. You are a witness for him, amen. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Amen.
Yeah.
See, we'll be the word will be a testimony to man, even to people that, oh, hallelujah. I'm just hearing God says that have never heard you say anything, that you will be a witness. Amen. And you're going to be a solid witness. Amen. Because when you know that you know that you know that you know, nobody can take that from you.
Yes.
Because then you speak with the authority and the knowledge and the understanding, amen, of who God is and what he has done, amen?
Amen.
I see a whole plate. And God is going to allow you to take a little bit off every portion of the plate. You know, we have a wholesome meal. We have dessert, and we have our vegetables and our starches and our proteins and all that kind of stuff. Well, in the spiritual realm, we have our knowledge, our understanding, our spiritual health that comes from the Word of God, and then we even open up that we might hear Him and understand. We have a physical healing, we have emotional healing, we have a financial healing, but all these things are on your plate.
Oh yes, praise God.
It's your choice to take.
Yes, I receive it. I take it.
You won't make you eat from it, but you can take whatever you want off the plate. And if it's the whole plate, then, honey, you take it and you run with it. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Or for your asking.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Amen. I ain't got nothing to say behind that, Pastor Gail.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Honey, you know you're walking in a favor. You're in the favor. And you tell people that you're walking in his favor. Amen?
Yes.
People are going to do things for you that you thought would never do anything. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Know that it's the favor of God that's on you. Amen?
Yes, amen.
As they do for you, I hear God say, I want you to turn around. And I want you to bless them. Now, blessing does not necessarily mean natural things, giving natural things. But we can, as the old Jewish tradition, they would speak blessings over their family. And a lot of times, even though we have nothing materially to give them, we have the word of God, which is spiritual, and it goes out and it performs. Amen?
Yeah.
So
okay.
We do have blessings, even though when we think we have nothing, we always have a blessing in our mouth.
Praise God.
The blessing in our mouth will reach farther than the material blessing we can give a man in our hands.
Yes. The word
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. So as you give, then as they give, then you give back. Amen. Saints, everybody on the line, we always got something to give.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We can bless them. In the old Jewish tradition, they're still doing that. Amen.
Yeah.
They're blessing their family daily. They're speaking blessings upon their families and communities, and our communities need to be blessed. Amen. So we can bless not churches. Need to be blessed, and the doors that the people walk through need to be blessed so that those that are on the inside can receive those that are coming from the outside, amen, and it won't be a revolving door because we're speaking blessings on them, and we're speaking prosperity on them, and we're speaking wisdom and knowledge on them, and greatness in them, amen, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So says the word of God.
Amen.
So we can speak that greatness. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I want to
know
that you bless everybody.
Know that you're victorious in every act. Because he defeated the great. And when he came, he said, all power in heaven and in earth is in my hands. Amen. And then he distributed that power. He said, and when the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, you shall receive the distribution
of the power that he has. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I am joint heir with Christ.
Yes, you are. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Excuse me, Prophet Simons. I'm not trying to take over this show. Amen. Amen. Go on,
no,
Prophet Simons.
Raised me up. I'm ready to run out and bless people.
Well, you better bless them.
Yes.
Because you certainly have the power to.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
Glory
you.
To God.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Prophet Simons, let's go right on.
Amen. Pastor Gail, I can't touch that with a fine-tooth comb. You
Amen.
Done said it.
Amen.
Amen. I just touch and agree. I just
Amen.
Stand in agreement.
Amen.
See, one thing
Glory
about,
to
the Bible says about Glory the power of agreement. It said where two of you will touch and agree upon anything in my name, it shall come to pass.
Hey,
so
I stand
in agreement with everything she's spoken.
I touch and agree.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. If you have any comments or some, just hit the one, Prophet? Amen. I'm going to
yes.
open up mic for 248. Amen. Well, I thought it was. Amen. There's a 248-931. Amen. Your mic is open.
Hello. Hello, everybody. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. So
Amen.
We are on the road, on our way to Cincinnati, the minister for the Lord tonight, and we are just so grateful to all of you all, and to, of course, my good friend and brother in the Lord, Prophet Daryl Saunders, for his stepping in today for us so that we could do all we needed to do to get out of town. I tell you, the Lord is just moving in a mighty way. I feel an unction to function tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Me and one of my musicians, Brother James Payne, is with me at the moment. Boy, I tell you, and unknowing to him, we have to make a rendezvous to pick up Angel, who will be going with us also to set the prophetic flow in music for us. And, we're loaded down here. We've got all three of the books. And I just want you all to know, boy, you better order your books before they're gone. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. This new book is hot off the press. And, boy, they're already asking me to bring a bundle to church on Sunday and this, that, and another. And you just want that fall on your knees. Repair the altar of the Lord. It will bless your life, I tell you. And I'm just elated to be able to have such confident people working with us in this international ministry. And I'm convinced God desires for us to take this global, for this to be a global ministry, reaching to the far corners of the earth as possible, doing conferences and things of that nature. Symposiums that will bless churches to be able to implement prophetic ministries in their church, which they've never experienced before, and see the blessing of the Lord and how that is going to magnify on them. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I just jumped in here. Prophet Dale, how are you doing today, my brother?
I am glad. You know, the enemy didn't want me to get on the show today. Amen. I went over to my friend's house, couldn't use her computer. I had to come over to one of my other friend's house. They couldn't get on his computer. So I just had to, we had to go ghetto. So I had to call Pastor Gail. We had to three-way this thing.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, don't go all the way ghetto, Prophet. You know what happened when you did that. Now, we don't want you to backslide. We don't want you to backslide.
Oh,
my God. Hallelujah, boy. But I thank you guys for your prayers. I know you're praying for me, and I can feel those. And continue to do that for me as we head on down here. Got competent drivers and people here to help assist me in any way I need. And I just thank God for loving people to be around me like that. The Lord's just good to us. He's just good to us. I just thank God for all of you. Prophet Dale, continue.
All right, Apostle. Your daughter is helping me, Pastor Gail Johnson. She's on live, too.
Oh! Hey, Pastor, how you doing, Gail?
I'm doing fine.
Good to hear your voice, dear. Good to hear that you're on today on this intercessory day. Boy, I know y'all been praying heaven down. Hallelujah. What we got the brandest people. I'm telling you, I don't know how God hooked this up, but boy, last night that prayer call, I tell you, when the men and women of God hit that call last night, oh my goodness gracious, my phone dropped at the end of Prophet Daryl praying that it was on fire. I tell you, Sylvia and those, let me tell you, you all are powerful people. You are a powerful, impactful people, and it's germinating. There's others that I'm watching on the page even that are picking up this disease called intercession. Yeah, and they're praying for other people. Oh, my goodness. If we can infect some people with prayer, yeah, praise the Lamb of God. That will be a blessing. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, Prophet Dale and Pastor Gill, sit back in your hands.
Amen.
All right. Amen. So let's continue to pray for our prophet. We good to see that he's doing good and see that he's on his way to finish building up the kingdom of God. Amen. To germinate
Amen.
Some more other people, to empower some more other people about flowing in the prophetic. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we are in the end time that we have to be flowing in the prophetic. We have to walk in the prophetic all because we have to be aware of the enemy. Amen.
Yeah.
We was talking, Apostle, we was talking about Joseph, how he was a dreamer and everybody thought they were going to stop his dreaming, thought they was going to kill the dream. But he would not stop dreaming and he would not stop interpretation. So that let us know as being believers that we cannot stop doing what we're doing just because a little storm comes.
Right.
And the storm comes
right
to make us strong, Pastor Gail. I come to find that out.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, it does. I agree with you totally, man, because when God gives you a dream, it's really a vision of what God has already done in your future. You don't want to hear me today, do you?
Yeah.
It's what God has already done in your future. You just got to make it to the corner of the intercession, a manifestation, and a powerful move of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you will see that thing come forth. Don't let nobody kill your dream, and don't let nobody stop you from pursuing God. I'm glad you're on that, man of God, because I'm telling you, I'm seeing a weakness in ministry of people, praise the Lamb of God, that seem to be soft and timid when it comes down to the ministry even. And they're turning back and taking furloughs and all of that kind of stuff. And I touched on that yesterday. But we must understand, brothers and sisters, when you grab hold to the gospel plow, when you come into this kingdom and you've been converted and born again, there is no turning back. There is no sidestepping. No matter what you go through, you go through. Hallelujah. And you can't go through immobile. You must be mobile. You must keep moving to go through. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You can't give up. You must continue. Yes, Lord. The race is not given to the swift nor the fast, but to him that endureth.
To the end.
Hallelujah. I'm one of the end time endurers. I'm going to endure this race. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, John.
Amen.
Woo. I think
amen.
That church is
amen. Prophet Thunder, so we have a 864 just chimed in, and their mic is live, 86 area code 864.
Hi, this is Ashanta from 864.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
How are you doing?
You know what? When she called your number out, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, I will trust him. I will obey him. I will follow him. Oh, my goodness. I will lean and depend on him. And the Lord told me to tell you, the more that you trust him, the more that you lean on him, the more that you depend on him, he will make the crooked way straight for you.
Amen.
Because, see, the enemy comes to knock you off of focus. Don't you let him knock you off focus. The message that we was talking about today was talking about Joseph, how his brothers now plotted against him. People are plotting against you to destroy you, but God said they shall not come nigh your dwelling.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I agree with that, with the stuff that I got going on in my life. That's exactly what I needed to hear. I've been asking God to give me a word.
The Lord came, and when he came singing this song. Though the storm keep on raging in my life. In other words, I can't remember all the words to my soul is anchored. God said your soul is anchored in him. You should be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord. I don't care what's coming your way. I don't care what the breakers may dash, the wind may blow. They may stomp a dog, stomp a cat, stomp a roach. But guess what? Ain't nothing going to come nigh your dwelling. All because God got a hedge of protection around you, Job.
Okay.
But this is, the sun is getting ready to shine for you. But you got to hold out.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Prophet Darrell. Okay.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen, amen.
Go to the next number. 985. Your mic is open. Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I didn't think I had pressed the one. I thought I'd just call and listen in to this. But how you doing?
All right, who's calling
today?
It's Prophet.
It's who now? I didn't catch you.
Yeah, it's Deborah.
Oh, Deborah. Oh, hey, daughter. Praise
how
the Lord.
Doing?
Hallelujah. We're blessed today. Yes.
Awesome. I just called
all
it
right.
Open the end of the day.
All right. Praise God.
That's what I call it. Amen. It's a word. I'm open for a word, but I only call it listening today.
Deborah, I'm glad you called in. Let me say this to a lot of our prophetic people. God has given a lot of dreams and visions out right now about what is coming. And he promised us as prophetic people that he would do nothing in the earth that concerns us without first telling or showing the prophet.
That's right.
And so that concerns us. So in your areas, God is going to give you visions and dreams of catastrophic events and things of that nature. And you must remember that when he shows you stuff like that, He's giving it to you as a warning, but he's giving it to you as an intercessor. The Spirit of the Lord is revealing to you to start interceding about it so that mercy can be pleaded at the throne of God. It has already left the heart of God to do it in the mouth of God. But God can show mercy.
Yes.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
Amen.
That it might be a remnant left and not a complete end. So understand that. When you see hurricanes and tornadoes and all of that kind of stuff and airplane crashes and things of that nature, mudslides, you need to position yourself. Because God is allowing the Holy Spirit to show you something.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God that you need to be interceding about.
Yes.
On behalf of others. I just want to share that. All right.
Amen. 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 We're going to area code 323. Your mic is open.
This is Luana. We spoke earlier. This is Luana in California. I'm still listening.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Is that another caller, Pastor Gail?
Let's try 973-757. Amen. The mic is open.
Oh, hi. This is Elaine. I already spoke with you.
All right, then, Elaine.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
Okay, so
you know the word that the Lord spoke to us yesterday concerning the signs and wonders and miracle anointing that was released, brothers and sisters, you need to, praise the Lamb of God, embrace that word over your life and speak that word over your life. Hallelujah. Because in this season, God has promised to manifest that way. He has made a solemn promise to manifest, praise the Lamb of God, in signs, wonders, and miracles. And you want to tap into that. You really do. Now, some of you, a couple of you, praise the Lamb of God, sowed that seed to seal it on yesterday. And I'm not complaining because every man must be led by his own belief. Praise the Lamb of God and what have you. But I just want to tell you this. Hallelujah. I'm praying over your seed. I'm praying over your seed, and you will receive the copy of the new book also.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
All right? I just want you to know that. Praise the Lamb of God. Love you.
Amen.
I'm a soul mind's apostle. Because I know you got good ground.
Hallelujah.
That sword, you can't go buy that sword nowhere. You got to do some labeling to get that type of sword.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Those of you who want to do that, you go to psmintl.org. psmintl.org, and you can sow that seed. I really want you all to collect upon the promises and the blessings of God. I'm not robbing anybody. I'm not asking $100, $300 for some biscuits or nothing of that nature. Hallelujah. But all of us know, praise the Lamb of God, all of us know that without showing, there is no reaping.
That's true.
That's the word of God. I didn't write it like that. God wrote it like that. Praise the Lamb of God. Without us showing, there is no reason. You can't not go to a barren ground, a land, and just think something's going to grow and you haven't planted any seed.
Mm-hmm.
It just don't work that way.
That's true.
Hello, life of us. And the Bible said, those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly. So go on to the mall this evening and Saturday and spend all your seed.
Got no more money.
And don't show in.
Jesus.
Hello, Life Bug.
Teacher Pop.
It's 2 o'clock. Prophet Daryl, you got to close out.
All right. We thank God for each and every last one of you all calling in. We have ran out of time. Pastor Gales, Elder Shatwan, Sylvia, all you all, apostles, thank you all for coming in and making this a wonderful show. But until next time, be encouraged and be blessed. And remember, God is still making us brand new. God bless
Amen.
You. See you on Tuesday. God bless you. Love you.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gale.